Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Remember last week how we were talking about the warnings that come out from police sometimes about having to check your candy, razor blades, and all the other stuff might be in there? At least Summit Police actually put out a community safety alert about something they actually did find.
Yeah. So police in Lee Summit issued a community safety alert Saturday after finding small bags of suspicious candy at a local park. In a social media post, police say the bright colored substances resemble candies but may contain drugs and include fentanyl. Police caution parents to talk to their children and teens about unknown substances and report any suspicious items. So they have a picture of this. It's this aqua turquoise.
Looks like Pop Rocks.
Yeah.
To me.
Kind of. I mean, if you've ever seen Breaking Bad, it looks like.
It looks exactly like
that. Like the meth.
Yeah.
From Breaking Bad. People were upset because they posted this. And we're like, it may contain drugs.
We don't know.
We don't know, but, and I sympathize a little bit. Like, I don't think that it's a good idea to be scaring the public and saying, hey, drugs might be out there. Watch for your kids. Maybe don't take them to the police weren't saying this, but there is, for many people, they hear that. And then the implication is our parks aren't safe.
Right.
And I don't want my kid to be playing on the playground and I can't leave them unsupervised because they might get into this. And people were mad because they're like, you didn't even test it yet. You don't
know
what's
in there.
That's what I
wondered. Is there not like a, this is what I know from TV, which might have zero basis in truth, but they have the little swabs like that they stick to their... There are little things that they can
put drug testing kits.
Like little vials that you put a little bit in and turn certain color of a certain drug. Do we not have that?
So they posted the picture. People got upset that they posted the picture, said, hey, watch for your kids out at the park. And then they came back and went, yeah, no, it tested positive for fentanyl, MDMA, and amphetamines.
How much later did they, I'm looking at their Facebook page right now to see what the time was in between when they posted it. Could they not have waited?
It seems like they posted it early in the morning and then, I don't know because Facebook isn't great about
it's not,
when
yeah.
the edits go through.
Nope.
But they said, as an update, we wanted to follow up with the updated information. The recovered substance was tested for using field level kits and returned with a presumptive positive result for fentanyl along with MDMA and amphetamines. Since the field test kits are not exact, the police department will continue to work on positively identifying the substances. So maybe that was what happened earlier. They had tested it, but they hadn't revealed when they sent the community safety alert out that they had tested it. I don't know.
Could they? Okay, so they, gosh, Facebook is infuriating because I'm trying to figure out when the original post went up and there's absolutely no way that I can figure it out. If it I don't know how long it takes for that test to come back, but is it worth waiting? Mm. Like, if it's really fentanyl, is it worth waiting to tell? Because you also don't want, what if it wasn't fentanyl or a drug? What if you have given this alert to the public and then 4 hours later you find out, no,
it's actually not.
It's just candy.
Yeah, it was candy. I know you can't always judge a book by its cover, but if it's some random assortment of hard, kind of glassy looking mm-hmm. edible things in a Ziploc bag, I'm going to assume it's drugs of some kind. Usually candy has some kind of branding on it.
But do you want them to wait until the test results are back before they even tell anybody about it?
I don't know. I think they thought time is of the essence because
and
maybe they thought, like, what if somebody, and also I will say this though, is the concern that there's some crazy person going around dropping bags of fentanyl at parks randomly because they think
maybe.
It's funny.
And kids pick it up and think it's candy. And
because there's just like with Halloween candy, where there's stories after Halloween about some kid got fentanyl mm-hmm. with his bag or weed or whatever. And then it always turns out a couple days later, no, actually he got into his parents' stash.
Right.
And they were worried when they took the kid to the hospital that they were going to go to jail. There's stories all the time about kids finding fentanyl at parks. Or my kid was just playing and then he got sick and he must have picked something up. It was around our apartment complex and I saw him put it in his mouth and I couldn't stop him. It was too late. And now he's overdosed on fentanyl. It's always they get into the parent's stash at home.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, it is weird that somebody left this behind.
Yeah. And that it's two bags. So I wonder, like, was there more in the park somewhere?
Yeah.
Were they just hiding them? You know, around the park to see who could discover them.
Or maybe it was a drop. Like, right. I'm going to drop them. It's just the dumbest drug dealer ever.
Yeah.
I'm going to drop these at a public park on top of the slide.
On Halloween.
Just get there and make sure you get them. But that also seems likely.
So, okay. Be careful of the bags of things that look like meth.
Just anything in an unmarked Ziploc bag, probably not safe.
Well, just teach your kids. Don't most kids know not to eat things that they find in plastic baggies at the park? Is that a lesson that we cover at some point when kids are young?
My children,
along with stranger danger,
my children being the exception, kids are idiots and they'll put anything in their mouth. They're just morons. They're just fully just dialed down idiots. So yeah, no, a kid totally would see this and think it's candy and put it in their mouth. This is one community safety alert. I'm fine with
them putting it out.
Yeah. But the other ones where it's like, look out, cause people are going to be giving your kids drugs for Halloween are just, mm-hmm. it's just paranoid stupidity. And I'm so tired of it every year. This actually genuinely makes sense that somebody dropped drugs at a park. Your kids could pick it up. Look out.
Well, because they actually did find something.
Yeah.
Also, this wasn't just a general, hey, let's scare you warning. This was actually, they found something.
Well, and it's also, fortunately, I haven't seen too much of this here, but I know certain places on the West Coast, you go to parks and there's needles laying around and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So you do. You just, if you're taking your kids out, you need to look out for some stuff.
All right. Are you ready to talk guns?
Yeah.
Happy Monday, everyone. Actually, this story came up on Friday and there wasn't time to talk about it then. But St. Luke's Hospital, their health system, saw a 52% increase between 2019 and 2024 in adults being treated for gunshot wounds in their level one trauma center, according to Channel 5. So they've decided to provide free gun safety locks to the community that come with a lock and key along with instructions and a suicide awareness card. Again, the device works by just threading through the gun's chamber and locking it at the bottom. They've just got them in a big container there. They talked to the medical director and said, yeah, gun violence is the number one cause of death for children in America. And they emphasize the importance of safe gun storage, whether children stumble upon firearms in the house or seek them out. And I mean, they have these everywhere. Anyone can pick up a free gun lock mm-hmm. at one of the 22 convenient care and primary locations of St. Luke's. And this is up on the Channel 5's website. Also, KCK Police Department has them. I mean, Lenexa Justice Center, Children's Mercy has them. They're all over the place.
Jamie, they cost $6 on Amazon.
Isn't the problem that the people that you need to be using the gun locks are the ones that are never, ever going to take the free one?
100%.
Yeah.
This is
awesome that they want to do this. This is awesome.
It's better than not doing it.
Want to make these make households safer, and obviously they would like to see less children get shot. But maybe it'll apply to a couple of people. But anybody who wants to keep their gun safe and out of the hands of their kids isn't going to need this because they already have that system in place.
Yeah, they're not expensive, like you said. So yeah. Anybody that wanted to keep their kids safe from their guns already has a gun lock.
I saw a disturbing statistic, and it was 33% of households have guns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 17% of households have a gun that isn't hidden.
Say that to me again. 33% of households have guns.
And then I guess
so about half
of those have a gun that is not just out randomly, but it's secured, which some people, it depends on the study or it depends on the data. It could be your nightstand. It could be right in your bedroom. It could be under your pillow, under your mattress, yes, or whatever. But because people are paranoid and think, I need to have my gun ready to shoot people who are trying to break into my house and kill me and my family.
And it's one thing if you live alone, but I wonder out of that 33%, and I bet it's a lot, how many of those households also have kids?
Right.
I bet it's more than half.
I own a gun. I probably wouldn't own a gun, ironically, if I didn't have kids. Having said that, I probably shouldn't reveal this information on the air, but that gun is in a safe and unloaded. It is, yes. It is not, and I've timed it. It takes me literally 5.5 seconds to go to the safe, unlock it, load the gun, and then go take care of business if I absolutely needed to.
Yeah. I have been in relationships with people who are in that 30.5% mm-hmm. where they have a gun at home, and either the safe on their bedside stand doesn't, like, the lock broke or it doesn't work. So they just shove it in a drawer.
Yeah.
Or they, like you said, shove it under the bed, and they have kids. And I'm going,
this is
you
so
are
dangerous.
Just waiting.
Yeah.
Because in that case, it's because people often leave them loaded.
Mm-hmm.
So that way they can just grab them really quickly and then fire them. And I think kids are nosy and they get into things, and you're working outside in the yard and your kid's going to be in your bedroom and they're going to find it. Just that is terrifying. And it's so completely easy to prevent. It's the most preventable thing in the world.
We do, you know, this for a living. We read all the news stories. And if there were a story like this, I would want to talk about it. I've not seen the story where people were breaking into their house and they would have been able to protect themselves, but they forgot the lock to their gun safe, or they had a biometric scan, but they weren't able to access it quick enough.
Right. Where the gun lock prevented them from being able
never,
to protect themselves.
Or even these cables. Honestly, I just prefer the safe to mm-hmm. the cable thing. Cause mm-hmm. then I'm fumbling for a key
yeah.
and trying to get that in there. I could see if I was nervous doing that, but I mean, if it's important for you to have for home safety, then you just need to have redundancy in that system to protect your family. If you don't, then you're not protecting your family.
One would argue you're putting your family more at risk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Than you would be otherwise.
You know what? It's so similar to, we always have stories about families that, you know, they don't want their kid playing outside because, you know, there's stranger danger and there's people outside who can get them. And there's an unmarked van up the street. I saw them. They didn't even have windows on the van. They didn't even have a windshield. Just this van without the ability to see. I guess they had a periscope out the top driving down the street. They're going to kidnap my kids and kill them. Where did Timmy go? Oh, he met somebody on Roblox. He's going to go hang out at their house. You know, how many, mm-hmm. I mean, we in fact have a story in the stack today where a girl was groomed online.
Yeah.
She was found in a basement.
Yeah.
Because she met this person online, talked to him, met him, and went over to their house. Like, that's the correlate. You want to keep your kids safe so that they're not outside where there's strangers
around. Yeah, you're so worried about them being outside
that you've overcorrected for the problem, mm-hmm. and now they're inside on their tablets where they are actually even more accessible to strangers.
And your gun. Like, yeah. Gosh, I would love to know the stats on the difference between, like, how many kids are kidnapped by strangers versus the number of kids that are injured or killed by somebody's gun that's not secured in a house. And I guarantee you,
it's way higher.
It's going to be a higher number of kids that are injured by your gun than
kidnapped
by strangers. Yeah. Because also, I mean, most kidnappings are by people you know, not by people you don't know. But we care a lot. We care a lot more about the strangers kidnapping her kids than locking the guns up.
Yeah.
Good on St. Luke's. I mean, you're trying somehow. You can make the suggestion, you know?
Yeah, but if
see
you,
if somebody takes
it's,
them.
It's again, it's $6.
Yeah, it's, it's, yeah, it's, if you cared about it, you'd have one.
You could buy one with, I don't know if firearms dealers sell, because I got all, not the gun, but the safe and everything online. But I don't know. Like, it is a problem where I'm not sure that anybody's going to take these. It's St. Luke's doing something, trying to be positive. But I just don't see how anybody who needs this is actually going to make the drive to St. Luke's to get it, when you can just go on Amazon and get one for $5.50.
Why don't we require gun locks if you have kids in the house? Why don't we require them?
How would you enforce that?
I don't know. But at least start by requiring. I mean, at least if you made it the law, then you'd have some people that would do it just because,
I mean, if
it's the law.
It is. You do get charged with negligence.
If they find out.
If they find the gun,
yeah,
and shoot themselves. So I guess it's one way to stop yourself from being charged with negligence is if you have the gun lock on there. But then again, to me, also the safe is better, because the gun lock, if the kid knows where the key is.
Right.
You know, and where are you going to keep it? You're probably going to keep the key next to the gun lock.
Yeah, a gun safe is better.
Yeah, gun safe is better. 913-586-7798. We're getting calls on this. I'm sure they're going to be people that 100% agree with our opinion. 913-586-7798. Your text.
I mean, I'm on the side of kids not getting killed.
That's
my position.
So it's a weird position to be in these days.
It's, yeah, you know.
Yeah, yeah. 913-586-7798. Take your calls and texts coming up on Midday.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this pipe?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Quick update to the SNAP program. If you remember, federal judges, two of them on Friday, ruled separately but in the same way that even though SNAP benefits were set to not be funded starting on Saturday, that the federal government is required, that the federal government shut down cost the funding to SNAP but didn't shut down SNAP. And so they needed to pull emergency funding in from somewhere to fund that program. But the judge in Boston gave the Trump administration until today to come back with more details about how they were going to do it. So people didn't get benefits on Saturday because they had not figured this out yet. President Trump posted on social media that he will abide by the rulings. They said they will partially fund SNAP. That is all we know. We don't know when. We don't know how quickly they're going to get that money.
Right.
It can take, they said, the process of loading the cards, the SNAP cards, which involves step by state and federal government agencies and vendors, can take up to 2 weeks in some states, so that it could be middle of November before some people get the money. Average monthly benefit is about $190 per person.
$190 per person, which how we don't have that money or how that was the most important thing to withhold is still beyond me.
It didn't need to be this complicated.
Yeah.
So good news. We don't know when, but
it's not complicated.
Like, no, it's not.
It's literally, we're going to withhold benefits because of the shutdown. Meanwhile, we can take trips. We, you know, Cash Patel can use his plane, use the FBI plane to go on vacation. That's totally fine. We're building an extension to the White House. Totally fine. The senators and congressmen, some of which aren't even in session right now, trying to negotiate a deal, Democrats and Republicans, they're getting paid, but we can't possibly fund SNAP because, you know, why should a bunch of children who've done nothing wrong be able to eat next month?
So I also don't know, because this is exactly the kind of thing that you want to be confusing. Remember, Governor Mike Keogh, late last week, said the money that he would normally put into there were two different programs. One was for aging the elderly, and the other one was for food banks. Money that they would normally get at the end of the year, he was going to transfer to them sooner. I don't know when that is. Just nobody seems to be in a hurry to fix it. At least to fix this part.
The government shutdown?
Or the SNAP funding. I mean, no one seems to be in a hurry to get food and money into those families' hands. And in the meantime, then every food bank in America is pleading for donations because that's where everybody is going.
I mean, the broader picture, and we've talked about this a couple times during the shutdown, is it's a failure of compromise. And there's a million different reasons it's happening. You can blame the fact that we are more bubbled up than we've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
Where you live in your little area of social media. I live in my little area of social media. Honestly, there's times I've seen stuff on, you know, from people of different political views, and I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Right.
Like, that's a name I've never heard before, and I pay attention to the news for a living.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even know who or what you're talking about. I don't know what the situation is, and it's crazy that you think that this is the most important situation going on right now. I think that that's part of it, is that we're more segregated into our little bubbles and our own little universes more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
So why do I need to compromise? Why do I need to go across the aisle? I'm making the people on my side happy.
Yeah.
But the bigger problem is there's no accountability for it. If the government doesn't open, if we continue this shutdown and it looks like there's no end in sight for it, nobody is taking responsibility for it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is taking the blame.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is... Republicans are getting blamed more for it than Democrats, but not by as sweeping of a margin as you might think, considering that they control every branch of the federal government.
Right.
you know? So it's, I don't know when it's going to end.
Yeah.
And this is good. They're releasing the SNAP funding for November. What if this goes on until December?
So I have a little more detail about this now out of CBS News. And here's the important part is that, let's see, Department of Agriculture official who oversees SNAP submitted this declaration to the federal court. He said the administration intends to deplete SNAP contingency funds completely and provide reduced SNAP benefits for November 2025. If you remember, we talked about this before, that they don't have enough money in contingency funds to cover everything for the month. It's about, they need about twice as much as what they've got. They said fully covering November benefits would require $9 billion. They've got about $5 billion in food aid contingency funds. So they're going to move that $5 billion over, and then they've got a gap there that they're going to have to get from somewhere else. So I don't know if they're just going to put that $5 billion in and figure that's enough for November, and then we'll deal with this in December, or if they're going to try to cover that $4 billion gap from somewhere else.
Where do they get the money when the government's running? Like, I don't understand this. Like,
that is a good question.
Why is this a contingency? Why is this, we have this special money appropriated for emergencies that we can use? You have to have the government open in order to fund the most fundamental thing.
Is it not considered, I need a better word than essential. Is it not considered essential? Because they're tapping into emergency funds. The debate was whether this is an emergency. How is this any less essential than Social Security?
Yeah.
I mean,
you better believe that's getting funded.
Yeah. Because those people vote.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? That those people vote more?
Yeah.
Wow. So if you are on SNAP benefits and you need them, you might get some of them. And maybe it's going to be in a couple of weeks.
I mean, it's good news, but it's also, it's bittersweet because it's good news, but also we don't know how much you're going to be getting and if you're going to be getting it next month or if it's how long this is going to last. And going back to the shutdown thing, for the love of God, this is how shutdowns get solved. You pass a clean bill and then you fix it through negotiation in Congress. But for some reason, there's no interest in even doing that.
Mm-hmm. And again, as of Wednesday, this becomes a record shutdown. Today is the 34th day.
Do we throw a party? We fire up
but with nothing. Like, what do you serve at that party?
Yeah, what's your austerity party?
Yeah.
What's that going to be?
By the way, one of the federal judges had said under no circumstances could payments be delayed beyond Wednesday. So partial, I don't know how that happens. I don't know. Because the USDA made it seem like they had to reinvent the computer in order to be able to get these payments out. So like it was going to take, like they turned off a big button that's going to take 2 weeks to reactivate. So who knows?
I mean, it is good, I guess, that the administration isn't fighting this.
Oh, because they could have appealed it.
Because we were worried that they were going to appeal it. But it is also kind of telling, like, if it was so important to fund this, then why did a federal judge have to tell you to do it in the first place?
The day before they needed to go out.
Right. And if you're not going to fight it, then what was the point in trying to withhold it in the first place?
Right. Unless they were waiting to see if the judge was going to rule in their favor, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe they thought the judge was going to. And it looks bad not to fund it, but it looks worse to fight that ruling. I mean, that's really like, no, we still don't think that it's an emergency to use that money.
I guess so, because the political optics of that would be way worse.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's already bad, but that's significantly worse.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's...
God, I feel all happy and uplifted.
Good news?
Yeah.
Sure. Then we're not going to talk about the two stories that have lined up.
I know.
Missouri is a great place to be rich. So is Kansas. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Let me find something else. These are all bad.
It's just a day.
Okay, how about this? What would you do if you walked into a store and a spider monkey was in the rafters? Who you calling? Just having the time of its life up there.
Animal control for that?
You call animal control for that, or do you run for your life? We'll talk about that next on Midday.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
We have monkey stories.
Yeah, two monkey stories.
My favorite part about this first one is that the monkey was wearing a diaper. I'll save that question for a moment from now. Shoppers at a Spirit Halloween store in Plano, Texas, were shocked to see a live pet monkey wearing a diaper swinging from the rafters around the store. We have so many pictures of this. Police confirmed they were called out for a pet monkey that had gotten away from its owner. I have a question about why the pet monkey was with the owner in the store in the first place.
It's a good deal. It's after Halloween.
Let's see. There was a woman that got the video. She was shopping for Halloween costumes with her daughter. The monkey had gotten spooked by one of the... You cannot make this up. Mm-hmm. The monkey had gotten spooked by one of the store's animatronic decorations.
Aww. And I get that. If you've ever been to a Spirit Halloween, that's their big thing. You go in, you step on the mat, the thing goes, pow! And then, you know, it terrifies your children and gives them nightmares. It's fun.
Ultimately, the monkey's owner was able to entice it with a cookie and regain control.
Okay. I will say the monkey, the pictures of the monkey is he's playing up in the rafters. I get he was spooked initially, but then he got up there and he's like, this is awesome.
Having the time of his life.
I've got a prehensile tail. I can swing from stuff up here and I'm wearing a diaper. So I'm having the time of my life.
You know, people complain about taking their dogs everywhere. Like, why are there people that insist on taking their dogs everywhere? Who's bringing their monkey into Spirit Halloween? Are you looking for a costume for it? And you feel like you can't just trust yourself to pick out the right size for it?
I need to ask all the monkey owners out there. Do you take them around in a stroller, a backpack? Is it holding your hand?
That's
as you're
do they
walking.
Just walk?
Do they just walk? Is it on a leash? Well, it's obviously not on a leash.
This one also looks huge. I mean, I don't know how tall these monkeys are. I don't know what kind of monkey it is, but
it's a spider monkey.
It looks tall. I mean, it looks like it's got some length to it. And so I like the backpack idea.
Yeah.
How did it get loose?
Spider monkeys are between 14 and 26 inches. So
okay, this looks much bigger than that. But 26 inches is not is that's a
little over 2 feet.
Yeah.
With their long prensile tails adding another 25 to 33 inches.
Okay.
So their tails as long as they are, if not longer. So yeah. But it's a great question. Who's bringing monkeys
why
into stores? And don't argue. Well, monkeys could be really well behaved. This one obviously was not.
But why do you need the monkey there? Again, people say the same thing about dogs. Why do you need your dog with you at Menards? Or why do you need your dog? And let me tell you, my tide has turned on that.
Uh-huh.
But the dog stays in the car when we go.
With the air conditioning on.
Or the windows open at this point.
Sure.
Yes, but not too far because she'll jump out.
Right.
Why do you bring your monkey? And do you bring it everywhere? Or just to Spirit Halloween, where it gets spooked by the costumes, and
that
then you
like
entice
the worst,
it with a cookie.
The worst place to bring it.
Yes, where it's going to be scared to death.
I could see bringing it into the dispensary or something like that. or I wouldn't say Walmart or anything, because it's too big, it gets lost, you'll never find it. But I could see like bringing it someplace hip that's not going to be a place where it can contaminate food. I don't understand. Spirit Halloween seems like the worst place to bring it. Either it's going to see one of those animatronics that's going to scare it, or there's going to be people walking around in costumes scaring it.
I was just looking for more detail. The pictures of this are awesome. And the woman, I have the picture of the woman after she caught it.
Yeah.
And she is just so delighted. I was looking to see if there's a bag, if there's a backpack, or would it stay in a stroller?
I don't know.
I don't, this is not my area of expertise.
Travel with, let me Google it.
Dora the Explorer, Boots was just hanging out with her. So
that's true.
That's the extent of my monkey knowledge.
Yeah, it climbed and swung from the rafters and shelves. Eventually caught it using a cookie. Officers advised the owner to use a leash in the future. So that is apparently what you're supposed to do.
So it was not on a leash. So she was just walking around with this monkey?
I guess, yeah. Just holding it by the hand. Because there's no bag or anything in any of these pictures.
They make harnesses for kids.
Yeah.
That's
just
true.
Get one of those.
Yeah.
Get one of those.
No decorations were damaged, thankfully. You could see this monkey doing some pretty serious damage in the store.
Just from a public health standpoint, this is gross.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I also got to say, if I'm working at Spirit Halloween, somebody walks in with a monkey, I might actually be like, hey, we don't say it on the door because we never thought we'd need to.
Yeah.
But you can't bring your monkey into the store.
Yeah.
Like, no pets allowed. In fact, I would think that would just be the general vibe of Spirit Halloween. You wouldn't want to bring a dog in there either.
No.
I also, my dumb question is, I assume the diaper part has me hung up a little bit. Because you can't train them, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So they always have to wear a diaper. You can't, like, potty train them to only go outside.
Yeah. Well, spider monkeys, and that's what this was, apparently don't make very good pets. It's one of these things, they're too smart and independent.
Okay.
And they don't want to follow directions. And this one obviously was like that. That's why it's up in the rafters.
Wow. That's
from the text line. There's a lady in Maryville, Missouri that takes two of her little spider monkeys into Walmart with her, and they have diapers on and they're very well behaved, but it's just weird. So wait, you did answer the question though. Are they in strollers?
Yeah.
Are they holding her hand? Are they on her head? Like, are they riding her?
Like, are they in her purse?
Are they in her purse?
You see people with they're like little purse dogs, you know?
What is the chihuahua of monkeys?
Yes.
Yeah.
That makes perfect
capuchin.
Sense.
A capuchin monkey. Yeah.
Yeah. You see little chihuahuas with their little heads sticking out of people's purses.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's what they do with the little monkeys.
Sanitation. A lot of people on the text are like, yeah, this is gross.
Yeah.
To get right, you have to clean the rafters. But it's Spirit Halloween. You think that they're putting any effort into anything they do?
And it's a temporary
it's
store
done.
Anyway. Yeah, so there's no wait until they clean everything out.
That was a Kmart beforehand, and we know that wasn't very clean to begin with.
Where does Spirit just picks random stores?
Empty
that,
storefronts. Yeah.
That are just empty, right?
Yeah.
That then become like Christmas pop-ups later or
and
whatever.
I would think like you could just make a living
or make good money just off of seasonal pop-up stores.
I'm having deja vu that one of the craft stores I thought was going to start doing that, where it wasn't going to be a craft store anymore. It was going to be a seasonal for exactly what you just said, you know?
From the text, like the lady that has the monkeys in Maryville, they're just free and they just climb all over her or her cart. Are you kidding me?
That's gross.
We don't let kids
do
that.
That's disgusting.
We don't let kids just run all over the stores.
Yeah, they're just free.
Yes. Okay, I need to go squirrel. Sorry for half a second. Because that just reminded me. So I went into Dollar Tree on Friday after on my way home, stop and grab a couple things, whatever. And I heard the most distressed mother I have ever heard screaming for her children in the Dollar Tree. I mean, she was screaming for these kids like they were in pain, like she was in pain. Mm-hmm. She had three little girls with her. She was trying to get some stuff done. The kids were all like age 3 to 5 and she could not keep them with her. And I mean, it was just this, I don't remember what the kids' names were, but Emily, Amy, Rebecca, please, you're killing me. Like, she just was ready to have a nervous breakdown. And I was like, oh my God, I don't.
You never hear somebody screaming at spider monkeys like that.
It was, you know, I just thought you sound over kids. So stressed. But can we not like tie them up or something to keep them attached to the cart?
Tie up your children?
I don't know, but do something so they don't run all over the store.
I know, you make the decision, either I'm going to be frustrated nonstop during this, or I'm going to have to leave them at home and find somebody to watch them. But I'm assuming
they destroy stuff.
Shopping at Dollar Tree, maybe you don't have babysitter money. I don't know.
I felt so bad for this woman. I'm like, I don't think there's anything I can do to help here. Because it was one of those screams that you could hear from one side. She was yelling from one side of the store to the other. This was Friday.
Okay. So the kids were all wound up anyway.
Oh, yeah. And it's Halloween and she's grabbing a few last minute things. And all three of them had gotten away from her. And it's not that big of a store. But just the pain in her voice, she was like, I'm going to have a nervous breakdown if these kids don't stay with me.
Yeah, I don't. I've been very fortunate with my kids. They don't stress me out like that other than when I'm trying to watch football. That's the only time. The only time is because it's not that they don't want to watch the game, but they cannot not fight with each other. They cannot just sit there and enjoy a game and just watch it. They have to, like, if they are on the couch next to each other for longer than 10 seconds, one of them has to like kick the other one or punch the other one.
There's quite the age difference between the two of them.
That's what I remind the older one of all the time.
That doesn't make, like, I get it if they were closer in age.
You're 7 years older than him. You can't leave him alone.
Yeah. Who starts it usually?
The older one.
Are you serious?
He's sitting up trying to sit here and he's bothering me. He's chewing too loud.
Yeah. You sound like an old married couple.
That's very much what it's like. Yeah. Guys, could you just not fight during the game?
Yeah, could you not breathe?
Oh, my
please?
God.
You're like, breathing too loud.
The words are coming out of my mouth, and it's giving me, like, an emotional hives right now. Guys, please, please, just not during the game. Please, just not right now. I get 3 hours a week to watch the Chiefs. Could you please just be calm during the game?
You need a bell. You know, like a boxer's bell. It's like, hey, it's the end of the round, all right?
But so they want to be around you and they want to watch the game. Oh, yeah, they just can't do it
They can't do it. No.
Can we give them a different room?
Go to the corner.
Lock them in or something and watch the game in there?
I don't know. There's a different living. We have a living room and then a game room.
So they want to be with you to watch the game.
Yeah, they want to watch the game. And I want them to.
Yeah.
But
just
also,
shut up.
I'm like this close to conking their heads together, like, I'm Mo and they're Larry and Curly. They're just driving nuts.
What's Katie doing during this? She
usually just going, God, I hate, why do I have boys? Why did I have boys?
All of them.
If I had girls, we'd just be in the kitchen right now playing cards or something. Instead, I have boys who are, one of them is an overgrown baby who's mad that he can't overhear Tony Romo making weird sounds on air.
And then another hold right there. I think it was...
If I didn't know what I was listening to, I would think you had edited that sound in there.
Yeah.
Because that's such an unnatural sound to make.
That's Halloween. Maybe that's what he was going with.
On the air during a national broadcast.
As a broadcaster, I tend to give more grace to announcers.
We've both been accused of, like, it's not scripted.
We literally do a thing at the end of the week where Quentin plays us making weird sounds.
But they're words.
Yeah, usually.
At least.
I I'm sure there have been many times where I'm like, I don't.
So I've done that for effect occasionally, but not for him. My gag reflex is kicking in.
He was trying to say like those were pretty weak holding calls, but he didn't want to say it for some reason. He's just like, Anyway, 913-586-7798. If you've just joined us, we're talking about people taking their monkeys out.
So we could get to the other one coming up. 60 feet? Is that a good shot for a woman to hit a monkey with her gun?
Also, isn't it far away enough that maybe the monkey wasn't a threat?
Valid point.
We'll talk about that next.
We will have some Chiefs news to get to.
Some good Chiefs news.
Coming up after 12. One of the monkeys that escaped last week after that truck overturned in Mississippi, woman who said she feared for the safety of her children early Sunday, shot it.
It's coming right for us.
She saw the monkey about 60 feet away. Her 16-year-old son thought he had seen the monkey running in the yard outside their home. So she got out of bed, grabbed her gun and her cell phone and stepped outside. And she saw the monkey 60 feet away. She said she and other residents have been warned that the escaped monkeys carry diseases.
They did not.
So she fired her gun. She said, I did what any other mother would do to protect their children. I shot at it and it just stood there. And I shot again and he backed up and that's when he fell.
Did he put his hand over his heart?
And then she called police.
I will mention that the CDC said they were not infectious.
No.
So she's either she was misinformed or I don't know, was determined to kill a monkey that day. I'll also say that I called this when last week we were talking about it. And I said, you know what? In most other states, I'd go, oh, my God. Those poor people, they need to watch out because these monkeys might come at them and attack them and stuff. But because it was Mississippi, my reaction genuinely was, oh, no, those poor monkeys.
So she called police and she went out the door and she saw it and she called police. They told her to keep an eye on the monkey. They run fast. What would you keep an eye on it? But she was worried that if it got away, it would threaten children at another house. So she shot it.
Okay. Was it doing anything threatening?
It was just
in her yard, just standing there threateningly.
And diseased.
Just standing there, you know, villainously.
Wow. Okay. 60 feet. Should I be impressed at that?
No.
Is that a good?
Because if it was 60 feet and running at her and she took
it
out.
But just standing there.
But it was just standing there.
And she missed the first time.
And she fired a couple times.
Uh-huh.
Also, 60 feet, don't claim it's a threat to your children.
Right.
That's at the back of your yard.
Yeah. Yeah, possum was more of a threat to me than this monkey was to her.
I would have respect for this woman. She's like, I just woke up that day wanting to kill a monkey. Like, I just wanted to shoot me a little capuchin or whatever they were. What were these Reese's?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got your Reese's peanut butter cup right here.
So is that all of them? Is that the last one?
That was the last one, I believe.
Well, good for her.
So she did. Yay. Protected her children from the nefarious monkey that was standing at the back of her yard. Coming up, we have a couple things we're going to talk about, but we're going to lead off talking about some good Chiefs news. He's back, guys. Tell you who. Coming up in just a few minutes on Midday.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.